This is an In It For The Kicks special feature.
Wellington's Thomas Oliver. He's a very incredibly gifted guitar player and songwriter. He also happens to DJ and sing. And for the past few years, he's been delivering the lyrics for some of drum and bass's finest producers. We're talking guys like Black Sun Empire, State of Mind, and also Concord Dawn. His latest vocals appear on Ram Records, which is an absolutely massive label in the genre. It's a new old one. Confused? We'll let Thomas Oliver explain.
Yeah, Lift Me's a funny one, actually, because Urban Dawn, who's the producer I work with on this one, we actually finished this tune about 3 years ago, and I think that's probably the longest I've ever sat on a tune before it's ever been released by, before it's eventually been released. Urban Dawn is he's from Brazil, and he just messaged me one day and he'd heard a bunch of other drum and bass that I'd done. I did a tune with Rido, who's from the Czech Republic. Did a tune with him called Twisted, and that came out on Metalheads, which was a pretty big deal for me and Rido. And I think that it was sitting at number one on Beatport in the drum and bass international chart for a while. And so that tune in particular kind of made its way around the world, and I kind of linked up with Goldie through that. But anyway, Felipe, who's Urban Dawn, he'd heard that tune and another one I'd done with Black Sun Empire, and he just messaged me one day and he said, "I'm doing this tune. I'd love to work with you if you're keen." And I listened to the tune, and my first impression was, "Oh yeah, this is kind of interesting." But the more I listened, the more I realised that it was not your conventional drum and bass, and because it's kind of built around a horn section that he sampled from a reggae tune, which of a friend of his, and they have a drum and bass tune that's built around a horn section sort of motif or theme. I found quite interesting, and so I sat down one day to write some lyrics to it and write some melodies, and I got the further I got into it, the more I enjoyed it, and the more I was loving the tune as a whole, as it was before I had done anything on it, and I was really loving what I was coming up with too. And it kind of got to the point where once I'd finished, I was thinking to myself, man, this is the best melody and the best lyrics that I've ever come up with in any drum and bass tune. The main hook, I guess, is, "In a lonely ocean, you're the only motion whose wave would reach me at the bottom of the sea." And it's always hard to think back, I suppose, especially when it was 3 years ago. It's always hard to explain processes, but the way that I always work with drum and bass is that, I'll get sent this tune, which is usually reasonably bare without vocals, and I just put it on. So I'll get up in the morning, I'll always dedicate a whole day to it. I get up in the morning and I put it on. It's the first thing I do. I just put it on repeat, and I make a coffee and I sit down and I don't pay much attention to it. I just kind of let it enter my psyche, and I just ingest it in that kind of subconscious way first. I have a coffee and maybe some breakfast or whatever, and then I go into my studio and I put it on, and then I sit down and I actually try to channel the melodies. So I'll always hear the melodies kind of present themselves to me, I suppose. I guess that's the creative way that they just sort of present themselves from the musical ether. and I sort of just sing, I throw random phrases at it, and I throw random words at it, just whatever I'm feeling, it's very hard to explain that side of things, because I guess it's quite spiritual in a way, or it's intuitive, or it's subconscious, whatever you want to call it. But for some reason, the idea of an ocean kept presenting itself to me. I love metaphor. I'm a huge fan of a good metaphor, and I loved that first verse because it's in a lonely ocean, you're the only motion. So two kind of small melodic fragments, which both have like a double-barreled internal rhyme, in the lonely ocean, you're the only motion. And then a longer melody to tie them up, whose wave would reach me at the bottom of the sea. And I just like the metaphor. I like what it stands for. But I like that it's kind of structurally sound too. You know, so whether you look at it on an emotional level or on a kind of mechanical level, everything's just right where I wanted it to be. And for me, when you match a melody to a sentiment, and when they both link up, and when they're married in that way, that they both mean the same thing, for me that's the ultimate achievement as a songwriter. For example, if I were writing a song, if I were going to sit down and write a song with the guitar or with my Weisenborn or whatever, when the music feels like it means the same thing as what the lyrics are saying, that for me is when you have that strong unity between the melody and the message. And I guess I'm proud of Lift Me in that way because I feel like it's an example of achieving that very thing. And it's something that you don't always quite nail. Sometimes you get almost there, and sometimes it's nice to have, you know, a complete contrast between them. You know, when you have, you know, if you think of like a sad song but it's got a really bouncy, energetic beat, you know, there's this kind of strange dichotomy of messages there, and sometimes that can be strong, but for me, I love it when those two things are united. And yeah, Lift Me is like that for me. So I was really excited, and I sent it to Felipe, and he was stoked and he was loving it. And we became really close friends just through the interaction, because he's just a real cool dude and really nice to work with. And it's funny that you can, you know, make a whole tune with someone who's in Brazil, and I've still never met him. Anyway, this was like 3 years ago, and he sent it out to a bunch of labels, and it didn't. Nobody bit for quite a while, and eventually, Vegas, who was in Bad Company UK, he's got a label called Bad Taste, and eventually he expressed interest in releasing it, and so I think, as far as I knew, that was going to happen, and I'm not quite sure what happened there, but that didn't end up happening, so we were back to square one, and that was maybe a year ago, and I had almost got to the point of thinking, oh man, this one might just have to stay in the vault, which would have been a shame because I really love it, and I know Felipe does too, but yeah, and then I get a message one day recently saying, hey man, I've got some good news, Ram Records wants to release that tune, Andy loves it, and he wants to put it on the Ram Miami compilation, which is coming out in March. So I was, you know, over the moon about that, because I suppose it's been a bit of a life goal for me to have a release on Ram Records. So whilst it's this new tune to everyone, I've actually been, because I used to do quite a bit of DJing, playing drum and bass, and I've been playing that song in sandwiches for, you know, 3 years, and people used to always come up and say, man, what's that tune? Something about a lonely ocean, and, you know, in the context of a dance floor where, you know, hundreds of drum and bass tunes get played over the course of 6 hours, for people to come up and comment on one, you always know that there's got to be something special about it. So I don't know why it took so long for people to, for the labels to catch on, but anyway, it's out now as part of the Ram Miami compilation, and it's an honour to be on Ram Records. And Felipe actually is now an exclusive hospital artist, so he's signed a deal with Hospital Records. I'm not sure the exact details of the deal, but that's really cool for me too, because, you know, when we linked up, he had maybe one or two releases on sort of slightly prestigious labels, but he was essentially kind of at the start of his development as a drum and bass producer. So I've kind of watched him develop to the point that he's now got a release on Ram Records and an exclusive deal with Hospital Records, which is massive. So I'm really proud of him, because, as I said, we we've become really good friends over the internet, and, you know, we've had Skype sessions and stuff, and I'm really, really stoked for him and proud of him, because that's such a massive achievement, and he's such a good dude, and he makes such good music, and I've known that for so long, but to finally see him kind of acknowledged in that way is really, rewarding for me, I guess. So I hope to make some more music with him in the future. But anyway, it's nice to have a Ram release, and please check it out. At the moment, I'm working on a solo album, which will be my first solo album as a singer-songwriter, because I released a solo album in 2013, which was called Beneath the Weisenborn, and it was an instrumental Weisenborn album, and it's a lap steel that I play. But this one's exciting for me because for the first time in my life, I'm kind of bringing together all of the things, all of the musical avenues that I've explored. So that, you know, I've always had the electronic music thing over here, and then kind of a blues rock band over here, and then a singer-songwriter thing here, and then the instrumental Weisenborn thing over here, and I've always kept them really separate. But it's kind of like, at the moment, so I'm working really hard in the studio just trying to make it all work together, but it's really nice to break down the walls and bring it all together for the first time. So I'm really excited to share some new music with everyone.